Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him. Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say.
Everyone, this is Mary Hollis, the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. Our ministry is here to encourage you, to embrace you, to know that God is good all the time. We just must have the faith and belief that He will be there for us tonight, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Yes, each and every day He is there with us, embracing us with His love. Embracing and having His arms around us, giving us guidance, helping us to walk each day, one day at a time. He's there, loving us, keeping His angels to protect us. Yes, God is. He's always there, and He's always will. Tonight, we have several topics that I will be discussing. The first one, fly on the wings of an eagle. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. That's Isaiah 40, 31. We are so easy to get bogged down by things that don't really matter. The vision of what you can become is often too easily distorted by trivialities and restricted view of life. Yes, our minds sometimes go places that where it does not need to go. We just need to focus on our Heavenly Father, who loves us so. A positive Christian has the ability to rise above irritation by trusting in the Lord in all circumstances. And it says all. It doesn't say one circumstances, but it says all. By remaining conscious of His loving presence, it is possible to be trivial, and which is ordinary, and small-minded when the love of Christ fills your heart and mind. Spreading his love by the power of the Holy Spirit means being able to rise above and to reach those heights where the God of love desires all his children to live. Regardless of your circumstances, you must never allow them to claim your attention to the extent that you will lose sight of his love, his spiritual realities. These are the things that brings depth, purpose, and meanings and the direction to your life. By developing an awareness of his presence, of the living God, by always trusting in him, you will be able to reach up on the wings of eagles and say and see these things in the right perspective. Once again, fly on the wings of eagles. His will be done. Yet not my will, but yours will be done. Luke 22:42. Many things come our way in life unexpected, disappointment, and often we cannot see the reason for them, whether these are major or minor problems. We need to handle them all. The Lord's love for us is endlessly tender and encouraging. The things he allows to happen to us are always our ultimate benefit. How can you say benefit, God? He wants us to trust where we cannot see. It is not a reckless leap in the dark, but sincere trust and faith that says, I know for certain that God will is the best for me. I know many of us say sometimes his will doesn't seem to be clear. How can we trust and believe that this is the best for us? This kind of faith leaves the choice up to God with the word that his son taught us. Your will be done. Our faithful prayer every day must simply be, your will be done. This is the only way in which we can get to know his peace. Then we will begin to understand how his perfect will functions always for our good. Sometimes it doesn't seem to be for our good. Even though it does not immediately appear so, it is a wonderful privilege and blessing to be able to testify that our will is yield to God's perfect will. Your will be done. We must trust him. Blessed is the trust in the Lord. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord shows favor and honor for us. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk to blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in him. God will not withhold his gift of grace from those who are obedient to him. Yes, we must be obedient and committed. God is a passionate and provides for all our needs. Yes, sometimes we have doubt because of the things that we're going through, but we must trust and believe in him. Often we are envious of other people's good fortune, relationship, their bright future prospect. God, why isn't this thing happen for me? Our doubts sometimes get in these dark places, but we must continue so we can see the light. We too quickly forget that those things do not necessarily bring happiness. Only a good relationship with God will bring us eternal joy. Don't you want to have eternal joy? In this Psalms of Praise, the temple choir sings, "No good thing does he withhold from those who walk in blameless." Things go well for us sometimes, and sometimes they do not. But we must trust in the Lord without a doubt. So praise the Lord for the blessing that he pours out in his obedient children. Grace and protection. Yes, he gives us protection. He gives us grace. He gives us favor sometimes. Honor and joy. Yes, many times we are in a dark place. But we must hold on, because he will give us the joy in our heart that we need to go on. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Yes, he promises us that he will do just that. Let God remain in control. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. That's Colossians 1st chapter 17 verse. Sometimes it seems as though everything is going wrong. The future appears uncertain and the present seems so chaotic. Yes, we listen to the news each and every day, and we can't understand the things that are happening, especially to our children. But God knows what is happening. We just must, what? Trust him. I know sometimes it's very hard to trust him when I hear all those things that are happening on the news, out there, sometimes close to our home, maybe sometimes even on our streets. But we must be in prayer at all times. Pray without ceasing. The future appears uncertain sometimes, and the present, yes, is chaotic. When problems surround you, look back over history. You will discover through the ages, nations and individuals have struggled through difficult times similar to those we face today. Yes, as we read the Old Testament, there's so many sad things in the Old Testament, but there's so many things that you can see how God got each individual a situation out. So we must believe that he will always be there for us. People were confronted with sorrows back then. Same thing that are happening now. We just must trust him. Before giving in to this feeling of doubt, acknowledge the greatness, glory, and constancy of God. He calls the world in existence. He created mankind. He has kept vigil over his creation and cared for us through the ages and sheltered us in every disaster. We must always hit the rewind button and see where he has brought us, where he has brought us and what he has gotten us through. Yes, he's still the creator who will never abandon his workmanship. In his base love, he gave his son to the world so that whosoever believeth in him shall never not perish but have everlasting love. we must always go back to John 3:16. Therefore, hold on his promises. Place his entire trust and faith in his loving. Through him, you will survive any danger and adversity. It's only 15 minutes in the program. I want you to think about the things that are happening in the world today. Pray without ceasing. We can't seem to understand it. Yeah, there are days and where there's joy in our hearts. Everything seems to be going well. And sometimes it just all, I'm going to say it, it seemed like hell break loose. But we must still try to feel the way that we felt when he was showing us the joy and the love. You could feel his arm around you. He hasn't taken, he hasn't dropped his arm from your shoulder. He's still there. Sometimes I get doubts. Sometimes I get weak. But I hit the rewind button, knowing that he'll get us through. I know some of us are, sometimes things are, you might be in a period where you're doing fine. But when that darkness comes, we get so weak and we forget where, when he gave us that moment of joy. Hold on to that joy, because that will get you through the darkness. It's good to look at the news and keeping up with things that are happening in the world, but sometimes you don't even want to turn on the news because there's so much sadness. And you know, the things that are happening, I think that the time is near. Now the weather is getting cooler. The next day, it's back in the 80s. The different parts of the country, the things that are happening, can't seem to understand it. But we got to hold on to our faith. Keep on pressing on. Because joy will come in the morning. Yes, our 10th anniversary is coming up. I can't believe it's been 10 years. How God has gotten us through this 10 years. It's joy to knowing that how many widows, Sheila and I, how many widows have come and went through our ministry. I'm just thankful that we held on. We pressed on. We didn't let nothing stop us. We continue to do what thus says the Lord. Sometimes it gets weary. Sometimes we feel weak, but we keep pressing on. Joy will come in the morning, just like this coming Saturday morning. It's going to be joy, knowing that he has walked with us, talked with us to get us through just 10 years. There will be more years to come. There might be some darkness in those years, but we must keep on pressing on. We must continue to do what God has for us to do. We must not stop the fight, even though sometimes it gets weary. We must keep on holding on to God's unchanging hands. Because he's a good God and he's a loving God. So joy will come in the morning. It will come Saturday morning, September the 21st. And there will be more mornings. But we must keep on pressing on. And we hope that each of you, that we have served you and helped you through times where your doctors were very dark. And we hope that this ministry has given you some light. Continue to pray for us. Give us the strength that we need to go on. We love the Lord, and we don't want to disappoint him. And I just ask you to be with us on Saturday morning, September the 21st, and help us to celebrate the goodness that God has given us and how he's walked with us and never left us alone. Through all of our storms, he's been there. All of our joy, he's been there. Even though that he's taken our spouse, it was their time, even though we questioned that, we must still trust in him and believe in him. Letting him lead us each and every step of the way. Because he's good. He's a good God. Just like he said, he will never leave us or forsake us. We must continue to walk and trust him and believe that some darkness that we travel through, there will be light at the end of the tunnel. And we will see joy in the morning. Let us have the joy that we need and celebrate this coming Saturday morning, September the 21st. Invite other widows, friends, and family to show them how good God is, how God has gotten you through the first year, the second year, the third year, and how many years it has been. It has been many for me, but I continue to walk with him because he's been a good God. He's been good to me. So let's celebrate and see and be joyous and see the goodness in God because he's a good God. Yes, he is. We must continue to hold on, press on. Let's sing, praise him in all the ways that we can, and let him see that we appreciate him, that we love him in spite of what things have happened. We don't understand all the things that keep happening to the world, to our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, but we must continue to trust, and believe that he will never leave us or forsake us. I'm going to end this program a little bit early tonight, but I just ask you to continue to pray because joy will come in the morning. I love you, and I hope to see you Saturday morning. And let's celebrate the 10 years and many years to come. God bless you, and have a great week. And I'll see you Saturday morning. If you can be there. If you're not there in person, be there and present with your prayers. I love you, and God bless you.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. Great, and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
His strength where I've been weakened.
Strength
forever he will reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, come on, if you know it's awesome, say, come on and lift your voice.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
Keep you in the valley.